It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veterans Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veterans Service Officer, is in the studio. Paul Ramel filling in for Maynard Meyer this morning. The sun is out, Josh.
The mayor, Maynard, had to do some politicking with the U.S. Senator that was in town.
Yeah, nice to have Senator Klobuchar in Madison this morning.
Yeah.
On a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was. About 15 years ago, she came to the town and presented a flag to the veterans of Lacaparral County, and I got a nice picture of her giving me that flag with in front of the courthouse.
Oh, nice.
And I have that flag displayed in my office. So,
yeah. So Maynard's out doing mayoral duties.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister there.
How'd your weekend go?
It was pretty good, pretty relaxing. You know, did some grocery shopping and got some essentials, and that's about it.
Good. Before we start, Josh, I was over at the Veterans Home in Montevideo this mm-hmm. last week, and wow, what a facility that place is.
It is. It's a heck of a facility.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't skimp on anything there.
No, that's great, and visited with some veterans over there, and they just love it there. So.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. I know you kind of had a hand in that, or some of the people?
I know the county contributed towards its construction, and I think I pledged personally like $100 towards it.
But. How many vet homes are there in Minnesota, roughly?
Oh,
four or five?
I'd like to say seven or eight.
Okay.
Because, you know, they built three new ones in the last few years.
Yep.
Preston, Bemidji, and Montevideo. There's,
there you go.
Silver Bay, Minneapolis, Hastings, Laverne, and Fergus Falls. So eight.
Wow. Yep. Hey, you did pretty good off the top of your head on that one.
Well, I've been a veteran service officer in Minnesota for 15 years. I think, I would probably know something about that.
Yeah, great facility over there in Montevideo.
Yep.
Great addition to Western Minnesota.
Yes, too. And fills a need.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, we got to salute a veteran today.
Well, of course. Today we're saluting Airman Second Class Arlen E. Peters. Arlen was born on January 23rd, 1938, passed away on April 9th, 2003. Entered active duty in the United States Air Force on June 13th, 1956. Was honorably discharged exactly 4 years later on June 12th, 1960. He was an aircraft radio repairman, served during peacetime. So we thank you, Arlen, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, that's for sure. I like that how you salute a veteran every Monday morning. I like that.
Yeah, people ask me how I pick somebody. I said I grab a file, and if they haven't been spotlighted before or haven't been in a long time, I'll just talk about their service.
Yeah, and sometimes you do that, though. I know that person personally, or I knew that person personally.
Yep, I've done it for your father before.
Yep, you have.
Yep,
good.
At your request.
At my request. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, if you have a request, just get a hold of Josh for that, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, what are we talking about this morning, Josh?
Speaking of politics, the Disabled American Veterans strongly opposes House Resolution 3132, so-called Choice for Veterans Act. They put out a press release on September 17th discussing opposition of legislation that affects veterans seeking benefits through non-accredited and for-profit businesses that oftentimes have predatory practices. The DAV, Disabled American Veterans, adamant that no veteran should start the claims process by paying for representation. Veterans have access to accredited representatives from veteran service organizations like the DAV, which I'm an accredited agent of, who provide knowledgeable ethical support to ensure veterans receive the benefits they've earned at no cost. Accreditation is something that the Department of Veterans Affairs requires of representatives to help veterans in filing benefit claims.
Okay.
You have to be accredited with a certain congressionally chartered organization in order to represent a veteran when they are applying for benefits.
Oh, wow.
And there's companies out there that don't have this accreditation. In other words, they're not held to account by the Department of Veterans Affairs for the practices that they do. And so what they do is they tell them, oh, yeah, we'll help you with all this stuff, but you got to pay us, you know, either a flat rate or we're going to charge you a percentage of the benefits you earned for a certain amount of time. It's kind of predatory, mm-hmm. and no veteran should have to pay for representation like that.
Mm, right.
So
right.
Federal law currently prohibits charging veterans for assistance with filing their initial disability claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs. However, in recent years, there's been a rise in unaccredited individuals and companies targeting veterans and their families who may be unfamiliar with the VA system or are facing tough financial situations and charging them steep fees for help that's already available to veterans at no cost. So, yeah.
Okay.
So we just talked, without any penalty, many of these for-profit companies have not only continued this lucrative practice, but also began lobbying federal and state lawmakers to legitimize their business. They can afford high-dollar lobbyists, and you know, they can pay. They'll pay a lobbyist to sit in a hotel and lobby for weeks on end.
Their cause, yeah.
Yeah, they actually did that in St. Paul this last session. They had one of these companies paid for somebody to be in a hotel in St. Paul for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow!
And just testify in front of these House and Senate panels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, you know, service veterans organizations don't have the money to do that.
Right.
You know, so they have to take time. The volunteers or the people that are employed by these organizations have to take time away from their already busy schedules to testify on behalf of veterans, which is, it's part of their job.
Right.
But at the same time, they can't, you know, they can't afford to have somebody who gets paid to argue to argue on their behalf.
Right.
So,
okay.
DAV believes it's wrong, according to National Commander Coleman Nee. Lobbying efforts have proven successful. In May, the certified help options and claims expertise choice for Veterans Act was introduced. If signed into law, this legislation will allow unaccredited companies and individuals to charge up to $12,500 for claims assistance.
Mm.
That's, you can buy a decent used car for that.
Yep.
even for small claims, it may take just a few hours to work. This legislation puts profits before veterans and potentially risks deterring those who need help the most from ever filing a claim. So needless to say that, you know, my professional association does not agree with this legislation. You know, they shouldn't be awarding these for-profit companies. They should be holding these companies accountable to, give the veterans a fair shake instead of saying, yeah, we'll help you, but you're going to be paying us, you know, $12,000.
Right.
That's nuts.
Okay.
But, you know, locally, I'm an accredited VSO representative of several different veterans organizations, including the Disabled American Veterans. And I'm a firm believer that veterans should not have to pay to access a benefit they've earned through their service.
Right, absolutely.
You know, I try to be apolitical, but, you know, these predatory businesses are just not good for veterans.
Okay.
You know, if you're gonna help veterans, great. If you're going to charge them a fee, at least go through some training and be held accountable to the federal agency that you're you're helping or you're aiding the veteran with. You know, give them a fair shake.
That's right.
There are accredited claims agents out there that do charge a fee.
Okay.
But, you know, and that's good and great. You know, they're limited by what they can charge, and, you know, they're held accountable by the Department of Veterans Affairs. These for-profit companies aren't. So.
Okay. If great subject, Josh. People have questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Call my office, 598-3445, or the Veterans Linkage Line at 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-583, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Josh Benigo with another Vets Info.
Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.